Lionel!
You sure this is where you left him?
You saw the blood. This is where he was.
Someone cut him out of there.
Shine the light over there.
Where?
Give me that thing. There. Is that blood on that rock?
Good eye.
Looks like he left a trail. There he is! Lionel!
Look out. Let me see him.
Lionel!
He's still losing a lot of blood. Tighten up that tourniquet just a bit. It's too dark for me to get a good look at him here. Let's get him back to my place. I can finish up on him there.
Is it safe to move him?
Not safer than leaving him here. Come on.
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 64, Turning Up the Heat.
So he's going to be okay?
Well, the doc says he's going to be sore for a while. Fortunately, this house has a couple of pharmacies worth of meds, including what I'm told are just the right painkillers.
Oh, sounds like somebody's been doing some stockpiling.
Yeah, and if that doesn't get it done, he said he could bring more back from the hospital.
But you don't even know this guy. Are you sure you can trust him?
Well, he hasn't turned us in yet. Something tells me he's just as tired of the global community as we are.
But you said he's got Carpathia's mark?
Yeah, he said he got it so he could keep working. I don't know, Vic. I mean...
Yeah, what are you supposed to do, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I suppose this is gonna slow you up some more, huh?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. I don't want to move Lionel before he's ready. Mm. And who knows how long that's gonna take.
We'll keep praying.
Yeah, well, don't stop. We may need it now more than ever. All right, I better go check on Lionel.
Well, you know, let us know if anything changes.
I will. Talk to you later.
Hey, Jed?
Yeah?
You're not avoiding that conversation you and I are going to have when you get back, are you?
No chance. I just don't want to have it over the phone.
That wouldn't be as special, right?
No. All right, I gotta go.
All right, I'll see you soon.
Count on it.
So, Lionel did it?
Yeah, I guess Wanda talked him through it.
Oh, would you be able to cut your own arm off?
Tell me about it.
You had it in your brain, you march into your tomb. You do your little dance all the way to your doom. You pray into the air, you talk into the sky. Your mind is full of mush, and you're willing to die for a book.
Woo! Thank you! I want to give a shout out to you all for being a great audience. Thank you, North Africa! And I want to say thank you to Global One for broadcasting this show live to the entire planet.
Stand by, camera two, and two.
Of the global community and
five,
Leon
tighten up that
Fortunato.
Shot. Okay, good, hold that. We're going to take
like
you next.
Remember what it was like on this
camera five, stand by, and five. Good, we're going to hold this for a moment. Unless he jumps off camera again. Could somebody get me something? Cream soda? Popsicle? Whatever?
Anymore.
Something cold?
Thanks to the potentate.
Not enough there. Audio, punch up the applause, please. Louder. Good, thank you. Camera 7, we're going to go to your wide shot in a second. Have the move ready. 5, when we do, I want a two-shot Z-Van and the bass player. 7, stand by. 7, start your move. Take 7.
What's this all about? Who are you?
I am Christopher.
Yeah? So what are you doing on my stage?
I come to you on behalf of the true and living God.
Looks like you come to try and ruin my act is what it looks like, Chaz.
Silence, son of the devil. I speak of the risen God, Jesus Christ.
Cut to something else. Anything. Now.
It's not changing.
Cut the feed.
It's not stopping. Something has taken over the
system. I'll shut it off. Get out of the way. Give me that chair.
What are you doing?
What am I doing? What am I doing? You think we're going to see sunrise tomorrow? You think we're going to survive some guy in a bathroom quoting the Bible on Carpentius Network? Do you think that's going to be okay with him? Huh?
No.
Correct. If I can't shut it down, I'm going to trash the equipment so it looks like I tried.
Beware, Babylon. For your fall is coming, along with anyone who follows your lead.
What are you talking about?
Do not take the mark, for it shall mean the death of your soul. Anyone who accepts the mark of the beast or worships his image seals their fate for all eternity.
Accept the mercy of God instead. Do it now.
Preach it, brother.
What's going on? Every TV in the house just turned on.
Yeah, the radios too. Looks like someone's sending a message.
That's insane. The GC would never let something like that go out over the air.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say that they didn't have a choice.
Who is that guy?
Christopher? Run-of-the-mill angel. Messenger of God.
I need a drink. Want a beer?
No, thanks.
It's an import.
Can't imagine what you paid for it. How's Lionel?
Sleeping. He'll be fine. You'll need to change his dressing every couple of days.
Where are you going?
I can't be here 24/7.
I appreciate your help. I know Lionel does too.
I'm a doctor, right? That's my job.
A doctor working for the global community. You could have turned us in.
Maybe I didn't want to be responsible for you two being executed.
Whatever your reason, thanks. Where should I take him?
What?
Where should I take Lionel? I mean, we can't stay here.
No, you probably don't want to do that. Do you have any friends you can go to?
Well, there's a couple of places we can go, but they're up north a ways.
Then I suggest you get on the phone and get in touch with them. Make sure there's somebody who can check his arm regularly. If that wound gets infected, he can still die.
Okay.
So, you say you know where my wife and baby are?
Yeah.
And because I got this thing on my forehead, I'm out. I'm never going there.
Unfortunately, that's about it.
I don't get it. I've been trying to help people all my life. Doesn't that count for anything? Doesn't God take that into account?
It's not about doing good things.
Yeah, that's what she said. Do me a favor, would you?
If I can.
What's your name?
Judd.
Assuming you make it to where my wife is, Judd.
Yeah?
Tell her I love her.
I don't know what to say here. This guy needs your help. I don't know what to do. Just give me something. Hey, princess.
It's Marty.
You looking for a friend, too?
Yeah. Listen, I'm taking a couple personal days. I really need to get away for a while, clear my head. No, I'm not taking my beeper with me. Right.
Come on, princess. Right. Let's go check on Lionel. Doc? Doc! Oh, man! Oh, Doc! Oh, what a waste! Oh, you didn't have to do this! God? I could really use your help right now. Not sure what's gonna happen here with Lionel, with our trip up north, with anything.
Judd.
Who's that?
Your prayers have been heard.
Where are you?
I'm here, Judd.
You're the guy at Masada, the one...
Calm yourself. You are safe.
Safe? I don't know if you're up on current events, but my friend is upstairs missing an arm, and there's a dead guy in the bathroom. We are over 1,000 miles from where we're going, and I don't know how we're gonna get there.
I've come to give you a message of assurance.
Yeah, well, I could use one.
You must not give up hope. You will see your friends soon.
What about Lionel?
He will be fine. The journey the two of you began years ago, you will finish together.
So what should I do now?
Pray.
Well, that I can do.
Pray now. Pray for peace. Pray for wisdom. Pray for guidance. Pray for your enemies. Pray for your friends.
Vicky, we're leaving.
So what's the plan?
We're taking the doctor's car. It's packed with enough painkillers to last the whole trip.
Well, won't someone eventually find the body?
What's the difference? They're looking for us anyhow.
Well, everyone is looking forward to seeing you.
Hopefully we'll be there soon.
Try not to hit every hole in the road, will you?
Maybe you ought to drive, smart guy.
So where are you guys today?
Decatur. We're getting closer.
Well, at least you're in Illinois again.
Our top story tonight, the rivers of the world have mysteriously turned to blood. Remarkably similar to the phenomena that struck the world's ocean several months ago. Scientists have been looking at...
Hey, I want to ask you something.
Yeah?
You know what's going on with me and Vicky.
Yeah. You ain't seen each other for over 2 years, but you spend every minute you can on the phone talking to her. Sure, I know all about it.
Forget it.
Come on, man. What's on your mind?
All right. Do you think it'd be right for me to court Vicky? I mean... At the same time, I need to be doing God's work.
Dude, if I could slap you now, I would.
While forces of the global community intensify their attacks on splinter groups in the United Carpathian States Central Region, Commander Kruno Fulsiri promises that these rebel troops will be neutralized in the next few weeks.
Enter.
Commander Fulsiri, there's been a development.
Close the door. Tell me.
As you know, we've been using AWACS plane's IntelliJet communication to monitor cell phone activity.
Did you find Vicky B?
We've been monitoring a series of calls originating in the central northern...
Did you find Vicky B?
COM has run several of those calls through the wash. There's a 97% likelihood that she is either making or receiving those calls.
Where?
We believe we narrowed the field considerably.
Keep talking.
These calls have been made to a cell phone somewhere in this triangle.
Are you serious? That's most of Wisconsin, Illinois, and eastern Minnesota.
Yes, sir.
You call that narrowing the field?
We know what to listen for now. We know the area that the calls are confined to. If we triangulate within this area, we could have her in less than a week.
If she keeps making calls from that phone. If she doesn't decide to leave the area.
That's correct.
Fine. Get started. But what you just told me. This entire conversation does not leave this room. I don't want this red-headed nuisance getting a heads-up from the evening news.
Understood, sir.
1 week. Make it happen.
Where's Galesburg?
Northwest of Peoria.
Oh, I can't believe this is taking so long. It's been months since you got back to the States.
Yeah, driving at night is not as easy as it used to be, either. I don't think the GC touched most of the roads since the Wrath of the Lamb earthquake.
How long do you think you'll be staying there?
Hopefully not too long. A couple of days, I guess. Lionel needs to take it easy for a while.
How's he doing?
He's got his days.
Well, tell him we're praying for him.
Don't stop now.
Vicky, you have to get off the phone now!
Oh, hang on.
You have to hang up! Mark just got an email from Cheng Wong. Your phone is being monitored by the GC.
Commander Fulsiri, we have them.
Where? Show me!
We just traced the call to this point.
You're sure?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
I want that building surrounded in the next 20 minutes. Go! Go, go!
You think they were actually monitoring this phone?
Chang said he saw a request from Falsieri's office to retask a satellite specifically to monitor cell phones in this area.
But that may have nothing to do with us.
Do you want to take that chance?
I guess not. So what are we going to do?
Marshall and Colin think we should sit tight but keep our eyes open.
Something wrong?
I think I screwed up.
What do you mean?
I was talking to Vicky.
So it must be Wednesday.
Yeah. Anyway, I was talking to Vicky.
What did you say?
Nothing. Darren came in and told her that the GC had been monitoring our calls.
Well, how'd they find that out?
Chang emailed him. I guess he got some inside information.
You think they're bearing down on Avery?
Yeah, because I wanted to talk to her.
You couldn't have known that.
Yeah, I should have known better. Man, if anything happens to her because of this...
Dude, we can second-guess ourselves until the glory's appearing. Every decision we make could be wrong. Every place we go to, we could get caught by some GC patrol.
That's a little more pessimistic than I'm used to from you.
I haven't made my point yet.
Sorry.
The last few weeks, I've had to deal with getting by without my left arm. And I'm not exactly digging it.
I know.
I've been reading a lot about grace lately. You remember what grace is?
It's when God gives us what we don't deserve.
Uh-huh. See, I see it here all day, looking at this empty sleeve. You know, sometimes I still think I'm wiggling my fingers. I should have been dead. That rock was big as a truck.
Yeah.
We survived some pretty whack stuff in Israel. It wasn't like we deserved it. We should have been caught about 5 more times since we got back to the States.
Yeah, and I didn't tell you about this before, but after you know...
Yeah, yeah.
That guy, Anise, he paid me a visit.
Serious?
Yeah. He told me you were going to be okay. The journey we started years ago, we'd finish together. Something like that.
Which journey? To Israel or as Christians?
He didn't say. I thought he meant to Israel. He said we'd both be with our friends soon.
At the glorious appearing or before? I don't know how to take that stuff. I mean, maybe he was just saying it to try and give you some comfort when you needed it. We still don't know what he meant.
I don't think he would try to confuse me. I think he meant it.
Then I'm sure Vicky is going to be fine.
Then why are you talking like this?
You want me to just give you the answer to everything?
Oh, you are so dead.
What? That? You're still too slow.
Head for the back door!
The place is surrounded!
Gotta go now!
What? The GC? How did they find us?
You don't think...
And you all worried about Vicky?
Oh, great. I worry about one group of people and end up burning another.
And I was hoping I'd never hear that again.
You have 30 seconds before we start firing. You two, go around back. Make sure no one gets out that way. On my count, fire the tear gas. Orders are to take them alive. We'll let the blade do the rest. Understood? All right, get in position. You boys keep an eye on the windows. Alive means breathing, not walking. You've got 5 seconds!
We're coming! We're coming out!
Don't shoot!
Get down! Get down on the ground!
It's cool! You got us!
Shut up, dude, height scum!
What's that sound?
Shut up!
Can you feel it? It's getting warmer.
It's getting hotter.
What up, Sarge?
Ah! You feel that, Private?
Not that much hotter.
Ah! Lionel, this is one of the judgments, but it's not affecting us.
Escape! Escape!
Everybody run, now!
Go, go, go!
Lionel, get to the car, now!
Way ahead of you, bro.
So that's all we know right now, Cheryl. We may have to get out of here quickly.
Where are we gonna go?
I don't know. Marshall and Colin probably have some ideas.
And the Fogartys? Where are they gonna take Ryan?
I don't know.
I can't be away from Ryan.
Cheryl, the Fogartys are raising Ryan now. You agreed to that.
I never wanted to.
But you agreed that would be best for him.
I can't let them take him away from me. He's mine. He's my son.
Cheryl, you don't want to be acting like this right now.
You don't care. My boy is growing up and I don't even get to help.
I don't have time for this.
He's mine! Do you hear me? He's mine!
Do you really think she's gonna do something crazy?
Well, I thought it was just postpartum depression before, but after today, I don't know.
First we have to watch out for GC hit squads dropping in for dinner. Now we have to make sure one of our own doesn't do something stupid.
Hey, Darian, Vicky!
Are we leaving?
No, nothing like that. You gotta hear this, though.
What happened?
This is awesome.
What?
I just got another email from Chang. There's a global heat wave going on.
What are you talking about? It's not that warm here.
Chang says that people are bursting into flames in some parts of the world, and Christians aren't affected.
What? Oh, it's one of the judgments. The Bible talks about the sun burning hotter. You mean we can go outside in the sun and it doesn't bother us, but the GC can't?
That's what it sounds like.
This could be a great opportunity for us. What do you mean?
Well, if they can't come out in the sun, we can travel without being caught.
We can?
Christians can. If anybody's still in hiding, this is an opportunity for them to move.
Ooh, like Judd?
And Lionel.
Sure, good save.
I'm gonna go send them an email. Let them know what we found out.
Tell them I said hi.
For her sake, I hope Judd gets here soon.
Reports are coming in from all over the planet about incidents of spontaneous combustion. The phenomenon began, strangely enough, at an outdoor Four Horsemen concert in Amsterdam.
It was unbelievable, man. We're in the midst of our set, and all of a sudden, boom, it explodes. Next thing I knew, my guitar started melting. I ran as fast as I could to get to the dressing room.
Scientists at Global Community's Kyoto University are seeking reasons for the sudden weather change, but at present are at loss for an explanation. Scientists in New Babylon, on the other hand, report that the weather is a result of the planet Venus exploding.
Hear that, Lionel? Venus exploded.
Bummer. There goes my plans to visit.
That's a shame. It's really nice in the fall.
Hey, didn't something like that happen in a Star Trek movie?
Probably. I think that's why it sounds so bogus.
I don't care how this heat wave happened. I'm just glad it did.
Wonder what happens at night. Not sure if we should lay low.
You mean only travel when they can't come out?
Yeah, the Bible talks about the sun burning people. No sun, no heat wave, right?
I guess we'll find out tonight.
Either way, we should make decent time now.
If we ever make it out of this town.
I'm sticking to my theory that the GC just ain't interested in good roads. I've yet to see one that's been repaired since the earthquake.
Not too many people outside anymore.
All the new concerns about too much exposure in the sun without proper SPF protection.
No, look out!
Oh, hold on!
Help me! Help me! Don't he explode?
I'm getting out of here!
They're all over!
We can't do anything for them either.
Lula, watch out!
Hold on! I'm getting us out of here!
Oh man, this is crazier than anything we saw in Israel.
Oh, these people are crazy. What are they doing outside?
I think I lost my appetite.
Let's get moving.
I hear that. Drive on, James.
Can I ask you something, Darian?
As long as it doesn't have anything to do with you and Judd.
Forget it then.
Just kidding. What's up?
Do you ever think about getting married?
Is this about me and Mark?
No. Yes. I don't know. Sure. Do you ever think about marrying him?
Sometimes. Then he says something that makes me want to strangle him, and then not so much.
Oh, I keep thinking about what's going to happen when Judd gets here. I mean, I haven't seen him in almost 3 years.
What if he's fat and bald?
He is still Judd, okay?
Oh, how sweet. Must be love.
I guess what I'm wondering is if it's worth it getting into a serious relationship with so little time left on this planet.
What do you mean? We have over 1,001 years left. I wouldn't call that a little time.
But everything is going to be different after Jesus comes back. Will our relationship change?
You're asking me. You've been studying this longer than me.
I was wondering about kids, too.
Well, what about them?
Like whether married couples are going to have kids, stuff like that.
Oh, not satisfied babysitting Ryan.
All the work, none of the connection, you know.
Could you see Mark and me getting married and having kids?
No.
Hey, Vicky, Darian, come with me.
Now what's wrong?
Marshall's car is gone.
What?
His car? What happened?
That's what we have to find out.
Oh, don't tell me.
Tell you what?
The car's not the only thing missing?
Cheryl's gone. And the baby, too.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye and adapted by Darby Kern. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for information on the dramatic audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This Left Behind dramatic audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.